Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 71. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 46. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 81. Tomorrow, sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go into the fourth quarter of 2024, Kansas state tax revenues in the state continue to grow as we see a lot of the tax changes happening with the sales tax on food ending at the end of the year, property taxes being revisited in the state, and other tax cuts around. As we sat down with Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson talking about some of the revenue coming into the state and the ongoing $3 billion surplus that the state's currently sitting on.
We're close to that. So it may be shrinking just a touch, but revenues are staying fairly strong. Our spending has increased over the last couple of years as salaries were increased with inflation. So our surplus is about holding steady, so that is good. If anything, eased off just a little as we look at just the daily receipts, but that could also just be cyclical or the timing. Always can be a surge of payments here at the end of September. Maybe not quite as big as I saw last year.
Mid-America Network News. The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C. Plus, hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation, even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. We're inside schools every day, empowering at-risk kids by helping them overcome barriers that stand in the way of learning. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
With more electric vehicle charging stations popping up around the state of Kansas, AAA says that we still have some of the cheapest rates of electricity with kilowatts per hour when it comes to charging stations compared to others around the nation. KAKE News reports that according to the latest study from AAA from around the nation, Kansas comes in at number one, being charged 22 cents per kilowatt hour. That is just above what Missouri charges at 24 cents, Delaware at 26 cents, and Wisconsin at 28 cents. Nebraska and Texas both came in at 29 cents per kilowatt hour. According to AAA, they said it was a great time as last week also wrapped up National Drive Electric Week, saying according to Cox Automotive that U.S. electric vehicle sales for quarter number two of this year increased 23% compared to the previous year. In other news, the Corporation of Disney says that they are cracking down on password sharing, saying that individuals across the nation, if you do have a subscription to Disney Plus, not to share your password, and that you may see subscription fees on the rise. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Auditor says that they are raising concerns over the Chase County Public School District and what they're saying is a potential misuse of federal child nutrition funds for their district. According to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, Mike Foley accused the school district of using the funds to purchase two LED video scoreboards for the high school gymnasium in the Imperial as opposed to actually focusing on nutritional programs in the school. He labeled the expenditure as a, quote, direct violation of the Nebraska Department of Education guidelines that governs the appropriate use of the nutritional funds. In a letter to the school district, they did say that they highlighted the more than $124,000 is in the purchases for the LED video scoreboards that the school board overall approved in a 6-1 vote. According to the state auditor, they say that $124,000 covered near 74% of the total cost of the near $170,000 cost for the scoreboards, along with the accompanying software.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners, at last week's meeting, after hearing from a representative with High Plains, voted to reject allowing seismic testing on county roads or right-of-way. Testing may be done on private property with approval of a landowner. Concerns had been raised regarding potential impact to springs and wells and use of roads not designated as haul routes. Seismic testing has recently been underway in Washington County and is also planned in parts of Clay, Cloud, and Dickinson counties. Washington County Commissioners also took up the issue of seismic testing, which they do allow on county roads and right-of-way. Some reports of testing on private property without advance permission was raised and has been communicated. Road and Bridge is trimming some trees at bridge locations on Washington Township roads. They've advised the new blacktop north of Washington and Lynn will not be salted this winter in efforts to avoid damaging the surface. A county tax sale is being planned for December with 16 parcels currently on the list. Property owners may still redeem them with past due collections, court costs, and fees. Washington County Health Department will offer vaccine clinics Tuesday, October 1st at the Barnes Cafe, 8:30 until 9:45, the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, 10:30 to 11, Greenleaf Heights from 11:30 till 12:30, the Cougars Den in Morroville from 1:15 to 1:45, and the Haddam Cafe, 2:15 until 2:45. On Wednesday, vaccine clinics in Washington County at the Palmer Cafe, 11 to 11:30, Lynn City Building, 12:30 to 1:30, and Colonial Lakers in Washington, Wednesday from 2 until 3. $60 for regular flu vaccine, $95 for high dose or Flublok. For details, phone 785-325-2600. Marshall County Health Department Outreach Vaccine Clinics will be held with a drive-through clinic this Wednesday, October 2nd, from 8 to 6 at the Lakeview Sports Complex in Marysville. All vaccines will be offered. The downtown clinic will be closed Wednesday. Vaccines will be offered as well Thursday at the Helvering Center in Marysville from 12:15 to 1:30, with stops planned in Bremen, October 8th, Blue Rapids and Waterville, October 10th, Axtell, Summerfield and Beatty, October 14th, Frankfort and Vermilion, October 15th, The full schedule and immunization forms online at marshallcohealth.org. Please bring your current insurance card with you. Centralia Panthers won their homecoming football game Friday. Crown Queen was Tatum Kramer and King Ben Haverkamp. Southern High lost their homecoming football game Friday. Crown Queen was Olive C.B. Vogel and King Cooper Warford. City of Frankfort asking residents to conserve water Tuesday with water tower maintenance plan. Water tower will be drained most of the day. They ask you don't water yards or use excessive amounts of water, anticipating the tower will be drained until at least 4 p.m. in the city of Frankfort. Philip R. Swearingen, age 74 of Hanover, passed away September 25th. Funeral service Wednesday, October 2nd, 10:30. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Philip Swearingen. James G. Flower II, age 68 of Blue Rapids, passed away September 27th. Memorial service Friday, October 4th, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Gymnasium. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for James Flower II. Pauline D. Hattisall Lindhorst, age 91 of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Graveside service to follow. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Pauline Hattersall Lindhorst. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs, noodles, mixed veggies, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow it's chicken, rice, Brussels sprouts, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny and warmer throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Temperatures slightly warmer throughout Thursday. Some sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Slightly cooler as we head into Friday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and staying mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Warming back up throughout the weekend, sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still more sunshine as we head into Sunday, slightly cooler with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then staying clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And sunshine continues into Monday with our highs in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early October, 76. Record high on this date, 97. The average low, 51, and the record low, 28. Sunrise this morning, 7:20. Sunset this evening at 7:10. It's 48 degrees ahead of sunrise, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 1st of October. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. As an independent agent, I have access to multiple companies available throughout Kansas and Nebraska, helping community members that are on Medicare or will be soon. You can reach me at 785-727-4655 or find me at 815 Broadway in Marysville. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Get ready. Seneca's Oktoberfest is back and better than ever. Join us on Saturday, October 12th for a full day of fun and festivities. Start your morning with the Community Volksmarch, then shop unique finds at the Craft Fair. Explore German heritage at the Historical Society and raise a glass at the beer tasting featuring live music by the Haymakers. Plus, test your strength in our first ever Steinholding competition. There's something for everyone at Seneca's Oktoberfest. Mark your calendars for Saturday, October 12th and join us for the celebration. For more details, visit comeseeseneca.com. Cheers!
And then there were two. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Chiefs, Vikings, the last two remaining unbeaten teams in the NFL. Week four ending last night with the Seahawks falling from the ranks of the unbeatens. Lions, a 42-29 win over Seattle. Seahawks now 3-1, no longer unblemished. You know who was unblemished last night? Jared Goff. He completes all 18 of his passes, two of them for touchdowns, yet his coach Dan Campbell doesn't give him the game ball.
Yeah, well, I just gave the game ball to somebody else, so I feel awful right now. No, I knew he played a heck of a game. I did not realize he was perfect.
18 for 18, which sets an NFL record. Throws two touchdown passes. Jared Goff even caught a touchdown pass. Seahawks take their first loss. Titans get their first win. They steamroll the Dolphins 31-12. Tennessee quarterback Will Levis throws another interception, then leaves in the first quarter with a shoulder injury. Mason Rudolph takes over and leads Tennessee to all 31 of their points. Titans coach Brian Callahan, though, making it clear that if Will Levis is healthy, he is still QB1 after the bye week. Baseball wild card series get underway today. Yesterday in Atlanta, Braves and Mets wind up splitting their doubleheader. So Diamondbacks are eliminated. Mets play the Brewers in Milwaukee. Braves are in San Diego to face the Padres. Four wild card series today. ESPN, ESPN2, ABC, and they're available on ESPN Radio. The sports world losing a pair of greats yesterday. Baseball mourning the death of Pete Rose. He dies at the age of 83. Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo dies of brain cancer at the age of 58. From college, sources telling ESPN the Mountain West is in deep discussions about adding UTEP. Mountain West is seeking to get to 8 members.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Experience the magic at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Seafaring creatures, parade of pirates, Mermaid Cove. Stop for a drink at the House of Dragon Pub. Acquire a treasure trove of gifts at over 150 shops, with 22 stages of entertainment plus full combat jousting. Weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, plus Monday, October 14th. Tickets and information at kcrenfest.com. Kansas City Renaissance Festival, Saturday and Sundays 10 to 7, plus Monday, October 14th, 10 to 5.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. September has ended with new all-time highs for the Dow and the S&P. The Dow rising 17 points yesterday to close at 42,330. The Standard & Poor's gained 0.4% on the day. The Nasdaq also tacked on 0.4, but was well short of a record. A strike that economists fear could reignite inflation has begun at seaports from Maine to Texas. 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association walked off the job at midnight, demanding better pay and zero automation at the ports. Expect more interest rate cuts, just not too many. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said yesterday the central bank is in no rush on rates, but that if the economy performs as expected, we could see two more reductions this year. Starting today, buyers of Ford F-150 Lightnings and Mustang Mach-E crossovers will get free installation of home charging stations. Ford's trying to boost sales of its EVs by addressing concerns raised by customers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Tuesday, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
If this crop comes up good and it has enough moisture in the next 30 to 60 days to continue, with the wheat being a situation with nine lives, we can probably get along and say that the crop, if this comes up nice, we've got 50% of the crop raised for next year. The other 50% is going to be up to the man upstairs, and we got to have moisture because it's dry underneath. However, we're a lot better shape right now than I ever expected it to be at planting time. The sad news is, if we get a nice crop, the price is sick. And I don't see anything on the horizon to change that. Yeah, we got people in Washington. I got to tell you, they're working on this farm bill and acting like it's the end of the world. I do feel that the end result there will be higher prices for the ARC and PLC programs that farmers sign up for. to help if the crop fails or is very, very low. That is important. So important, scares me to hear the bankers tell everybody that about 45 to 50% of our farmers are going to lose money this year. The world has got plenty of wheat, and when we slapped on those tariffs on China about 5 or 6 years ago, there went our biggest customer, and they're not back. Hope somebody wakes up and changes that policy a little. Who knows? Maybe there's some other parts of the country that'll have some major problems growing, and that'll help U.S. wheat. Let's hope so. I know what'll help, too. You being back with me on our next Techline Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds says botflies have started laying their eggs in Kansas, warning horse owners that large populations negatively impact their animals' health. She explains how botflies cause damage and a deworming strategy for control.
Horse owners will notice this primarily on the front legs, but also on the back legs of their horses, and they're just creamy little specks on the hair. And so the fly lays the egg on the hair, and the horse then, when they're busy grooming themselves and licking, rubbing their faces on their legs, which they are wont to do, they swallow the egg. And then the egg actually doesn't get swallowed into the stomach. It's in the mouth, and then it emerges out from its egg, and the larva will actually penetrate the mucosal layers of the horse. So it's inside the mouth, and it hangs out there for about a month. And then after that, they'll emerge out, and then you swallow it, which is why, I mean, people anecdotally, oh, deworm for bots after the first freeze, which is normally about a month after you see your eggs. And so instead of just waiting till the last freeze, keep paying attention to your horse. When you stop seeing eggs being laid, a month after that is when you want to deworm.
Olds shares a prevention tactic and treatment methods for botflies.
I always suggest relying heavily on just keeping track of your horses, paying them a visit every day. If you've got eggs, it takes a couple of days for those eggs to mature and be ready for hatching inside the mouth. If you scrape those eggs off immediately, you're good. And so you scrape them off. Make sure you don't scrape them into an area where a horse is going to eat, obviously, right? So take them away from the hay area and scrape them off. And you can wash the leg with a pyrethroid-based product. But really, if you can scrape them off and then just for an extra precaution after you've stopped seeing eggs a month after deworm. But horses can manage a relatively low bot population without any ill effects. It's when we get the higher concentrations that you get things like colic.
She discusses how people can properly dispose of botflies.
If they're just on a piece of dirt, they're probably fine. If you wanted to be super fancy, you could put a plastic sheet or a tarp underneath your horse's leg and scrape them off into that and dispose of them in the bin. I just kind of scrape them off. If you have a bot knife, you'll see that a lot of the hair comes off with it. And so you can just pick up that clump of hair and just throw it away in a bin or, you know, somewhere where a horse can't get at it.
That was Kansas State University veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds on the current emergence of botfly eggs in Kansas. Learn more at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a sale of shop tools and yard equipment for the estate of Robert Adams, Sunday, October 6th. Sale starts at noon, southeast of Frankfort. Selling trailer, yard equipment, and lawnmowers, including a 2008 18.5-foot tandem bumper hitch flatbed utility trailer, good King Cutter, PTO 3-point tiller, 3-point Hagco Alice 5-foot finish mower, 3-point rotary mower, 3.6-foot driveway rake, 3-point 1-shank subsoiler, a riding mower, a push mower, miscellaneous tools, as well as a four-wheeler. It's 2006 Suzuki 4x4 quad, canvas cab, 54-inch snowblade. It's not running today. Shop tools include air compressor, generators, space heaters, commercial fan. They'll also be selling miscellaneous tools and other items for the estate of Robert Adams this Sunday, October 6th. Sale starts at noon, 6 miles south of Frankfort on K99 to Bobcat Lane and 5 miles east to 27th Road and 1.3 miles south on the west side. For information, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. John Klein will be the auctioneer.
October is National Apple Month. We will observe it today with some surprising apple facts on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 1st, the 275th day of the year. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrates his 100th birthday, and Yosemite National Park was established on this day in 1890. How much does America love apples? If you're the average person, you'll consume about 16 pounds of fresh apples each year, and more than double that in sauces, ciders, and juices. The most popular variety has changed in recent years. The Gala apple has surpassed Red Delicious for the top spot. Granny Smith, Honeycrisp, and Fuji complete the top five, and while more than 2,500 varieties are grown in the U.S., most are ancestors of seeds imported from Europe. Only one apple is native to North America, the sour crab apple. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free newsletter, visit almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 47 degrees cooler this morning. And it will be cooler today with highs only in the low to mid 70s, back in the middle 80s by tomorrow.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was another big weekend for college football on Saturday as the Kansas State Wildcats rebounded after losing their 38-9 loss the week prior to BYU as they jump back up, winning over the Oklahoma State Cowboys with a 42-20 victory on Saturday. It was the Wildcats all the way, putting a total of 559 yards on the board, having 300 rushing yards and rushing a total of 8.6 yards per play. It was all Avery Johnson throughout the game as he put 3 touchdowns on the board with 1 interception, throwing for a total of 259 yards and going 19-31. DJ Giggins also had a touchdown, with J.C. Brown putting one on the board as well. The Wildcats are back at it this coming Saturday against the Colorado Buffaloes. In Jayhawk football, they fell to the TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday, going 38-27. That puts Kansas down at the bottom of the Big 12, sitting 0-2 in conference play and 1-4 overall for the regular season. Their next game is back on the road against Arizona State on Saturday with an evening kick at 7 p.m.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. The Kansas State High School Activities Association says that they are reclassifying multiple different schools across the state of Kansas based on enrollment numbers for the 2024-25 school year. KSNT News reports that according to the announcement from KSHA, they say that more than 20 different schools around the state will be impacted by the changes, with Belle Plaine, Garden Plain, Jayhawk Lynn High School, Scott Community High School, and Riverside High School all upgrading from 2A to 3A. Moving down to 2A includes Douglas High School, Donovan West High School, Blue Stem, Oswego, Chicago, Phillipsburg, Rossville, Solomon, Lucas Unified High School, Udall High School, Central Christian Academy, and Yates Center High School. Shrinking down from 2A down to 1A categories around the state includes Ellis High School, West Elk High School, Lincoln, Meade, Oxford, Sedan High School, and the Independent School. They say many of the changes come with many of the school districts losing or gaining students based on the open enrollment for the year. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
KNDY.